Hey guys, it's your girl Queen P Baby, and I am here with my very first podcast. And as y'all all know, it is the new year, 2021. But before we even get into the new year, let me just talk about 2020 for a minute. We're going to reflect just for a quick second. For anybody, I mean anybody who has survived 2020, you deserve to take a drink right now. You deserve to be happy. You deserve anything you desire out of life. So if you didn't learn anything in 2020, then I don't know what will help you learn, because when I say that year was the best year for me, and I'm not saying all the detrimental things we went through. I mean, all the lessons I've learned and everything that prepared me for 2021, I am very grateful. And I hope y'all are very grateful too, because it's one thing for us to go through, you know what I'm saying, normal things that we will face throughout our whole life. We cannot dictate what we will go through, but 2020 set the bar so high, y'all. Like, I'm not playing no games. I'm talking about 365 days of this year of 2021. I'm implementing hard work, hustle, mind over matter, positive energy. It's so important, because literally 2020 set me up to not play with myself no more, to not play no games about me. And I want each and every one of y'all to do the same. So without further ado, today, the topic is about letting go. Now, I know some people might, you know, already be well off, or, you know, you don't really require anything because you've already set yourself up, and that's fine. But I still have a message that I want to get through. It is so important, ladies, for us to let go. And I say that because we are naturally nurturers, okay? And we can be sometimes vulnerable, and we don't know when to let go. Or maybe some of you do, but you don't have the courage to let go. When I say your ability to let go is what sets you up for life, for success, is so vital. And that's why I decided to create this podcast called The Art of Queening and Not Giving a Fuck. Yes, the podcast is very, very self-explanatory, but I'm telling you, we can queen every day, wake up and queen, but also not give a fuck, because we put a lot into the universe. And I feel like we have that reason to not give a fuck sometimes. You know, I'm not saying, you know, be heartless and not be your true self, but what I am saying is that when you give a lot, you deserve to not give a fuck, okay? And you could still be queening and all of that, but you need to learn how to put yourself first. So in order to be able to let go, I feel like we need to stand together and also just be true to who we are, and also to the people around us. Like, we deserve way more than what we put out. Like, I see so many disheartening things on social media when I'm on it, that, you know, I'm a strong feminist, a very strong feminist. I'm for us, by us, standing for us all the time. Like, I love women. I love us. Like, it's so crazy how powerful we are. I don't know if y'all ever heard the quote, "What is a queen without her king?" Historically, more powerful. I love that quote because it is so true. Like, yes, we're put here to love, and we're put here to stand by the man and, you know, support him and take care of the home, take care of the kids. But in all of that, I feel like when you're single or when you're by yourself, Have you ever experienced like going through a heartbreak and you're just over it, and you that relationship is over, and now you just have all this energy. You wake up every day and you hustling and you trying to figure out ways to be busy and, do things for you. Have you ever experienced that? Like, women are very powerful when they are alone. And I feel like we're way more powerful alone simply because when we're in a relationship, automatically women go into nurture mode. Like, automatically 100% all in nurturing mode. So you're giving bits and pieces to yourself, to your man, or if you have children, it's like you don't have that 100% for yourself anymore. You have people that you're dedicated to now. And yes, you're still powerful, but not as powerful simply because you have to distribute, parts of yourself to different people and also try to still be 100% for yourself. It's not easy. And I know it's not easy for the mothers as well. Like, it's very hard. And that's why I feel like we're way more powerful when we're by ourselves. Because, like, you're so focused on making other people happy. And, you kind of forget about your own self and your own dreams and what you aspire to do, simply because, there's other people in your life that you have to make happy as well. So I really feel like women are the key to everything. And that's why I always want us to really take heed on how powerful we are. I'm always going to be for us. I'm always going to walk into my purpose. I am always going to want to connect with women and just always be a happy person, always supporting women because I feel like we don't get acknowledged as much as we should. But I also feel like women are really taking over now. Really taking over, y'all. I am a truck driver, okay? This is a man's world. I drive a semi truck. That's a man's world right there. And I see more women doing it nowadays. I see more women doing men jobs. I see more women getting up earlier than the man and just going to execute the day. I see women just not playing no games. But what I feel like women lack in today's society, and I swear I'd be so sad to see it because I just feel like a lot of women deserve more than what they settle for. I am so big on not settling. I do not believe in settling. And if I had a whole worldwide of friends, I would be the person that will be the strong foundation, the person who will motivate them to be better than what they did yesterday, somebody who would also just never allow you to settle. And a lot of people can't handle that. Let's talk about that. A lot of people can't handle you trying to tell them that they deserve better. They think you're trying to, come in between what they have going on, and that's not the case. Like, I am not for everybody. I will say that simply because I am a very strong person. And when you have strength, weak people don't really they can't grasp the idea at that moment. I've had people come back to me. They always come back to me and tell me, like, you were so right. And, I just, at the moment, I just couldn't see that. It's always like that for me, but I will never, ever, ever be the person who is not 100% authentic. That's just who I am as a person. So yes, I'm not for everybody. I truly believe that. But if you step into your purpose, it's just people gravitate to me automatically simply because I'm always 100% authentic. I'm very strong. I'm not going to let you fall. So if you like to fall, then, having strong people around you just might not be ideal at that moment. But once you start building up your strength, you'll realize, the strong people are for me. I just wasn't ready. But back into the topic of letting go. The things I see on social media today is the relationships, the broken relationships, the women clinging on to men who cheat on them constantly, just not wanting to budge. like for their own personal reasons. Maybe, you're not ready to leave, or because he financially takes care of everything, so you can't leave, or you're addicted to the toxic entity. And, I just can't explain enough how I just want women to, let go. Like, that's the best way I could put it. When you get a taste of letting go, it's like somewhat of an addiction, and not a bad addiction. It's just to the point where once you start letting go, your life gets fresh. It's always new. It always has that ability to breathe correctly, simultaneously, and you just don't have to worry about whether you made the right decision or not. Because when you let go, it's the right decision. Like, anytime you have a gut feeling that you want to let go, it's a reason. Like, women have this strong intuition, because I know my intuition is very, very strong. And I think the spirits above for even applying that to, one of my features. I love having intuition. It's never wrong. I've never been wrong. No, I have been called crazy, but I've never been wrong. And I just want women to not sit on your intuition, not let people tell you that you're crazy, or that, you just starting things, or, that's not the case. When you feel something, it's not for no reason. So, I'm not saying go start things because you feel something in your gut, but start paying attention. Start paying attention, because obviously the universe is trying to give you a sign. And, these men, there are great men out here, regardless of all the crazy things we are surrounded by. It's different in this generation. I will say that, like, the men are just not, I don't know. It's just very seldom to find a good man these days, just as it is, finding good women these days, because a lot of women have just given up. And now, they're just giving themselves, giving, using their body as the weapon. And really, in reality, that's not solving anything, really. I really could care less how many bad men I come into encounter with. I'm never going to justify who I am or adjust myself for the universe or for the generation we are in. We are in the fad generation. And by fad, I mean, I feel like we're in the generation to where, I like that person. I want to, date that person. And then tomorrow we're not speaking. Like, that's so unethical for me. I just really cannot grasp my mind around the kind of generation we are in today. Like, it's just, we don't value people. We don't value relationships. We don't value ourselves. And I can't explain to you guys how strongly I feel about women just walking into your power. Don't stay where you're not welcome. Don't stay where you're not wanted. I see it all the time. I'm a very great listener, but I'm also a very good implementer. I implement what I say. I have all the credentials to back it up. So I feel like when I say I've been through some things, I've been through some things. So my ability to speak on this topic is very well deserved, very well earned. I'm at the place in my life where settling isn't even an option. It was never an option. I've always been a strong woman. I've always had strong standards. And when people don't meet them, when men don't meet them, I don't stick around. I don't allow myself to give that person time to think about whether I'm worth, bettering themselves for. If you have to second guess whether I'm even good enough for you to better yourself for, then it's not worth my time. I feel like women give too much time to men because, take, for instance, relationships that don't work out with, a man, And the woman is broken. She's broken. You know, she feels like she can't go on with life. She feels like, you know, where do I begin from here? And then a man comes along. And while you were sitting around waiting for this man for 2 years, 5 years, you know, he's out doing him. He's cheating on you. He's doing what you want to do. And basically you're waiting. This is the worst thing in the world that women do is wait. I feel like you should not wait. You are the prize, baby. You bring the whole table, okay? Men are, they provide. They take care of the home. They provide security. They're supposed to be your go-to person when you need to talk. When you want to have a great conversation, they're supposed to be there for you. You know, men are not just here to just pay bills for you and just provide security. They also need, you know, love as well. But I'm talking about good men. Good men deserve everything. But I'm talking about the men you allow to stay in your life that don't even want you. And they've gave you so many cues as to simply saying they don't want you, but you're just not willing to listen to what he's actually saying. So I feel like women bring a lot of pain onto themselves that they don't need to even take from a man. Like if you look at I want you to take a piece of paper. Literally, I want you guys to do this. And if you don't want to do it, it's fine. But do it in your mind if you want to. If you have a great mind to where you remember everything, then go ahead and do it through your mind. But take a piece of paper, make a line straight down the middle of the paper. On one side, list everything you have to offer. And on the other side, list what someone else, your significant other might not like about you. I want you to list those things. If the other side of what you have to offer is more than what your significant other wouldn't like, you have no reason to be settling. Even if the other side was fuller than the what you have to offer side, I feel like you shouldn't settle. What you should be doing is working on the side that your significant other might not like, you know, just to promote more peace. So you could be at peace at knowing that, you know, you took the time to work those things out before even jumping into a relationship or before even seeking to want to be in a relationship. But if your side of what you have to offer is filled with way more than the other side, you definitely shouldn't be settling at all. Simply because just imagine you going to an interview and you're selling everything you have to offer and they tell you they're going to pay you 5 cents an hour. 5 cents an hour for everything that all the knowledge and skill that I have acquired? I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. And at that point, you should walk off and say, I don't give a fuck. Yes, I'm a queen. I'm queening every day. I'm on my pedestal every day, but I don't give a fuck. I'm walking away from this because this is not even equating to what I'm worth. So why would I stick around? Why would I allow someone to walk all over me just because you have strong feelings for someone? When I say anything, you can overcome anything. I definitely mean that. It's all about your mindset, how you look at things, how you decide that you're going to get over it. Because this is one of the worst things that women do. And I see it all the time. And I also used to be this woman. You know, just how Lauryn Hill said, you know what I'm saying, one of her songs, I've been there before. This is the only reason why I could talk about it, because I've been there before. Rather me being strong and looking at myself as a queen, I still allowed things to go on that shouldn't have went on had I just left. But, you know, when women are in love, they're very blind. It doesn't matter what your friends say. It doesn't matter what your family say. It don't matter. You're not coming out of that until you're ready. And that's cool, because I'm always the friend that's going to support regardless. If that's what you want, cool. But just remember what I said, because what I said is only because I love you. And I know for a fact that you're going to come out of this one day and you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm so happy. I let go. That's the key word. I let go. Let go. Like, I feel like women don't, they know their power, but they also have weak moments. We all have weak moments. Or if you don't have weak moments anymore, you've had them. And you know what it feels like to be vulnerable for someone. You know, you could tell yourself you're done with that person. I'm not going back. And, you know, I've had enough. But you're waiting for them to call. You're waiting for them to do whatever they got to do to get in touch with you. Simply because of your feelings. Your feelings are telling you you miss that person. But in reality, it's okay to miss someone. But when it's time to let go, it's time to let go. Miss them. Allow yourself to miss them. That too shall pass. That's not a saying for no reason. That too shall pass. Guys, like, I just feel like in 2021, we don't have no room to sit around and just allow the days to go by anymore. Like, last year was really a message within a message. And I hope that you guys did get something out of it. But my message today is, I want you guys to practice letting go. And even if you are married or you have a husband and you just fell off, great. But pass this message on to somebody you know, because I guarantee you, you guys know somebody who needs to listen to this podcast, maybe just for motivation. I only say things because I genuinely mean it from the bottom of my heart. Like, I genuinely want women to put yourself on the pedestal you deserve to be on. Move how you want to be approached. Like, just step all the way into your purpose this year. Don't let a day go by that you're not serious about what you bring to the table. Don't let anyone devalue you. Don't let anyone play with you. Don't let anybody put you on wait. Don't let nobody put you on hold. The moment a man puts you on hold, he don't even want you in the first place. And I guarantee you that it's men out here meeting women and marrying them a week later, a month later. You know why? Because men already know what they want. Men don't even take long to know whether or not they really like someone. And it's cool. You don't have to get married in a week or a month. But I said that to say, don't waste your time. Because when someone is really sure about you, they're not going to play around with you. They're going to show you that they want you. So why would you settle for someone who barely even wants to come around, or somebody who's always in the streets, or someone who just does not support you at all? You're doing everything on your own. So why are you even with the person anyway? Why are you with someone who doesn't want to elevate with you? Why are you with someone who every time you try to have a conversation, they get upset, they get irritated, they tell you, you know, you're tripping, or, you know what I'm saying, they ain't trying to hear that. All those things are signs that that just isn't the person for you. You're talking to the wrong person. It's not that you're not worth it. You're just talking to the wrong person. Like, women are lovers. We're naturally lovers, but I also feel like you should distribute your love where it's deserved, not to who comes along, but where it's deserved. The moment you start 100% loving yourself, you will understand the messages that come from people who are trying to just give out free game, or just basically just looking out. When you 100% love yourself, you don't even see yourself settling for nothing more than what you deserve. Like, you won't even second guess it. And I just genuinely feel like that is the reason why a lot of women aren't prospering, because you're carrying their weight. You're trying to carry around people who don't even want to come with you. And okay, you don't have you. So some people feel like, you know, they don't have no family. You know, all they have is, you know, a few friends and their man. Now, if I was you, I would just lean on my friends if you need some love, or if you need some encouragement. But whatever you need to do, just leave your situation. Situationships. Things that people that are uncertain of you, people that don't want to serve, people that don't want to interact, people that don't want to get up and go after their goals. You know, all those things hold you back. You're not gonna prosper until you learn to let go. Literally until you learn to let go. you're going to be in the same predicament, because the more you elevate, the more people start showing their true colors, the more people start drifting off. But the more you try to keep them in the circle, the more the circle is going to fall apart. The more you're not going to reach success because you're holding on to dead weight. Dead weight is so detrimental. And I am an advocate of letting go. Like, just let it go. Like, a lot of people think I'm heartless because I will let something go. I cut off all communication. I block everything. And one, I feel like that's very therapeutic for me. Like, people don't understand it. I've changed my numbers. I don't know if I should tell y'all this, but I've changed my numbers so many times from the age of 19 to 29. I have changed my number so many times. And I know that could be, some people still have the same number from high school, and that's cool, but that just never was me. I feel like it's very therapeutic for me to let go, for me to block out all ways so that somebody could contact me. Like, I will go to the ends of the earth to protect myself, protect my peace, and to protect everything that I have built so far. Like, the moment I feel like I am under attack, I go straight into protection mode because I've always had to protect myself. Think about that, ladies. Isn't that crazy? Like, nowadays, women are protecting themselves. And I'm not saying all races have the same issue, but especially the Black woman. It's really crazy how much support we really don't have from our men. Now, I did say there are great men out here. I'm not talking about them. They don't even fall into this category. I'm talking about the majority of men. It's so sad. Like, I see women carrying their groceries into their home. I see women putting their gas into their own car. I see women taking the trash out. I see women doing all man duties nowadays. And the man is not even willing to help you. Like, you have to ask. I'm just the kind of woman, I don't like to have to ask. I just want the man to do what the man's supposed to do, you know? And you're not wrong for wanting that. So don't settle for someone who does the opposite of everything you want just because, you know, it feels good to have somebody there or because you don't want to be alone. That's another tip. I want you guys to practice being alone this year. If you're not married already or you're going through some things with your relationship, learn to be alone. Even if you're not ready to leave that relationship yet, learn to start being alone. And I'm telling you that you will make that decision faster than you think if you start spending alone time with yourself. Dedicate time to yourself so you can get to know yourself even more. So you will know what you like and really don't like. Because I feel like a lot of people are in relationships so long because they don't take enough time to learn to be alone. Start being alone in your relationship. If you're not, this is for the people who are really not ready to leave yet, or you just feel like you're not strong enough, build that strength. Build that strength. And then I want you to just take the leap and let go. Let it go. Like, this year is all about yourself, all about being a little selfish, because you deserve to be selfish, especially if you're a hardworking woman and you really, really have got it from the grind, from the hustle, from your creativity, from all the things that you are capable of doing and giving to others. I want you to just put it into yourself. Like, this year, I'm really, really dedicated to being even more of a feminist, because I feel like we need it more than ever. I feel like women are settling. I feel like women are not taking the precautions to be the best self that they can be. The best version, the best self. The best that you can bring for you, your kids, or just for yourself, even if you don't have no kids. Like, I just want us to prosper this year. I want you to really wake up every day and spend at least 2 hours just to yourself, creating things that you could be doing to make your life better, or to get the life that you really, really want. Because really, we all have the potential to get where we're going. It's just you're not applying yourself enough. I just want you guys to win. Like, this podcast is about to go crazy, you guys. We about to be pulling out the wine. We might be crying. I'm going to have people coming on here with me. about business and just dropping gems, and also just the title, The Art of Queening and Not Giving a Fuck. Like, it's really about to get real. We popping off each and every Sunday. Each and every Sunday, y'all. I got something for y'all. And I also want to engage with my crowd to, you know what you guys want to talk about. It's not all about me. I want to make it about all of us. So if you like this podcast, reach out to me on Facebook, Paris Mayo, or my Instagram, Queen P Baby with 4 Y's. Yeah, so just reach out to me and let me know what you guys want to talk about. But I will be having people chime in on my podcast from time to time, because it's really about us, y'all. Like, I want to promote everyone. I want everyone to feel like they have somebody. If you don't have somebody, you have me. So today's lesson is let go. Let go. I love y'all, and thank y'all for sitting here and listening to my podcast to the very end, and I wish you all well. Love.